Hi, podcasters. We had a great show. Don't try and start things.
Oh, okay.
I'm off you today.
Another word for.
Why am I off you? I'm really off
you.
You
can't say listeners.
I'm angry.
You locked me out of the bloody show.
Yeah, I'm just. You know why? I know why I'm mad. And the podcasters will know and they'll hear the segment where you talked about what a basic bitch bro you were, Chumbawamba. Oh, make me so mad.
Just because it's a song from my childhood that brings up happy memories.
Don't try and nostalgia fight it.
Just because you sing doesn't mean that your music quality is better than mine.
I get knocked out, Grant Denyers.
I get knocked down.
Fingers.
He gets knocked down, but he gets back up again.
Yeah. Oh, so I've heard.
I had to get back up again when I pushed so hard against the studio door because you were locking me out that you let the door go and I flew through the room.
Just want to bully you.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to say that word.
Are we at that point now?
No. Jason's in the room going, don't say
bully. Am I
going
to have to leak this like to a newspaper?
Dude, this is a podcast that goes to 200,000 people. You don't have to leak it anyway.
I've just said it nationally.
You big nerd.
I'm afraid
for
my life.
Good you should be. I'm going to rough you up so bad.
That's not what I signed up for.
I'm going to make you. Remember Hard Copy? Oh. Remember that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you to host Hard Copy.
Hard Copy.
That would be amazing.
Great reference. I enjoyed Hard Copy.
That's it. I don't know, the Thunders are back.
Yeah, that's it. Have a great...
That's pretty good. Are we going to do Beat the Bomb then now if
oh, yes!
If
Black Thunders... wrote that as a note.
I wrote it down.
You little dickhead. He wrote himself a joke and he got it in the podcast.
Mate, I'm just trying to do my best. All right? If it means I've got to write a note down so I can be included in the conversation, well, so be it.
Is that
so bad?
He's written Beat the Bomb? Question mark.
Beat the Bomb? Question mark. Discuss. Have a nice podcast. See you soonies.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
6:01 for a Friday. Top of the morning to the both of you.
Hi.
Good morning.
What happened?
I was just casually reading Quincy Jones's Bombshells there.
I can't wait. I knew you would bring that up. So we need to talk about Quincy Jones because Quincy Jones, how old is Quincy Jones? 84, is it?
84, famed music producer, worked with everyone, and he's just basically gone, I'm going to die soon, so I'm just going to tell all my secrets.
And he's got some good ones. Good. He's got proper showbiz secrets.
Oh, mate, Michael Jackson, the Beatles, everyone. No one's safe.
It was one of the most epic sprays. And what I'm loving about it, without giving away any of the bombshells yet, is that some of his outrageous claims have already started to be confirmed by the surviving members of the famous people that he's talking about.
Yeah.
We're onto something
under
here.
Under the headline of, guys, it was the 70s, the drugs were really good then.
Yeah, that is the banner, isn't it? That is the banner.
Yeah.
Under it. And that's what they always say. There was a great question once asked of Arnold Schwarzenegger, what was the best year to be famous? Because the guy's been famous since 1977.
Yeah.
And he said the early 80s. And they asked why. And he said because no camera phones. And there wasn't the 60s sort of drug thing where everyone was. It was more sort of nightclubs had been built. And you could go out. And also all famous people from all different walks of life would all go to the same places. So here's a foursome for you. They used to go and work out in the gym together and then go out at night. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Wilt Chamberlain, one of the second best basketballer of all time, Andre the Giant, and Chuck Norris.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Good foursome.
Yeah, are we going out? Yeah, sitting in the back of the cab with Andre the Giant. How'd that go for you? Huge show today. Huge show. That's night for that. That's not life. Winter Olympics, does anyone care? Another chance to give away $10,000 with AlphaBucks went off yesterday, so never let it be said that we're not trying to give away this money.
Al from Home and Away, guys.
Now, look, yes. Al from Home and Away.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm worried that it's a farewell tour because he's lying in a pool of dirt on the promos.
Well, let's find out.
Have you seen that promo?
I have seen that promo. And it's teasing us like it might be the end for one of the greatest characters ever devised on Australian television, which has got the whole country in an absolute panic.
And, guys, Grant Denyer's really hungover.
I am not. Don't you dare.
You are so hungover.
Yeah, man.
How can I be hungover when you drank my drinks?
Oh, I didn't say I wasn't hungover.
Okay.
Let's come back with Watch the Superior at 6:04 today, FM.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Do we change it to the superior job you've gone to hungover in?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know,
no, because there would be people that would have gone to work, yeah. you know, working in like hot or places where you'd have to fishmongers, that type of thing. Because you two are.
don't you point your finger at
me. You are so hungry. Don't you know even, what's, mate. You know there's weird? Not much of you, and you had a couple cocktails.
Let's just say, what was great about last night is, look, this is a new workplace for me, and there's a lot of strange faces. So, you know, the people who run this show and this network decided to get us all together so we could meet them all. The problem is I had such a great time, I can't remember anyone's faces.
Have to go out again.
And he just sat with me, so you know me already, he? Mate. Yeah, exactly. We just sat quietly in the corner like two little gnomes sipping on their vodkas.
Okay.
But that's not what we're doing.
No.
Do you really want to do that?
Well.
Okay, do it. I'm happy. You know I'm always happy for a live U10. I encourage it. Go.
I just feel like it's what we're dealing with right now. So
100%.
Now, of course, we all encourage responsible drinking here.
Oh, we're lightweights.
FM,
we had one drink.
And we all do that. But I would love to know, event or workplace that you've showed up to hungover, what is the superior one? Because the top of the tree is always your own wedding. That's when you see the great YouTube videos when people fall over and pass out.
Do you think people go to their own weddings hungover?
No. Oh, from the night before.
Really?
Oh, haven't you seen the YouTube videos where, like, the groom, like, falls over and stuff? You haven't seen that? Oh, it's one of my great YouTube deep dives.
I thought that was just passing out, like, from the stress of being married.
They're hungover.
I just thought they're super intense and emotional.
Oh my gosh.
They're right. They're hungover. What is the super? What are we playing for today? Imagine Dragons. Really good tickets to go see Imagine Dragons and the Temper Trap. But everyone's going to get a little something. Going to get a little bit of joy going on. I think we've got some movie tickets for the weekend. It's going to be a little bit on the hot side. 13 10 60. What is the superior place, workplace, event that you've had to show up to hungover? Triple points if you've had to cook or if you've had to be around. Like, I haven't been hungover for so long. What's a bad thing when you're hungover? What do you not want to see or smell?
Eggs.
Grant Denyer. So if you've ever had to be
Denyer looks like he's about to fall off his little perch.
I think it's coming out of my skin.
It is. You're sweating it and I'm sweating it
it's
too.
It's not that bad. Don't make me out to be an alcoholic. I literally just sat on maybe just one West 12. Coast cooler for about 4 hours. That was it. Just lightly sipped it.
You two have shown up to work hungover. I applaud that type of thing, but I would like to know who else has shown. What is the superior place that you've had to show up to hungover? 13 10 60. It is. What's the superior place that you've had to show up hungover? Because the two of you are hungover, showing up to work today.
I deny that. But anyway.
Well, the Barocca stain on your white t-shirt says otherwise, Dolph. So you deny it all you want. You were with me last night and we were drinking cocktails.
How could I miss my mouth when I'm having a Barocca? Oh God.
Yeah, Denyer and I had 3 raspberry cordials, and we're both small people. And
doesn't take much.
And we're
Chris
struggling today
from Botany. Chris, what did you have show up, mate? Hey, mate, where'd you show up?
About 10 years ago, I went to a heavy metal concert the night before and had a lot of drinks. And then I took a girl home and I woke up at her place with my work alarm. So I just went straight to work from there. And my job is a forklift driver where you can only have a 0 blood alcohol limit. So I went straight on, sat on the forklift and just said, "What am I doing?" You know, and I sort of looked at myself and I was like, my face just went white and I just threw up all over the forklift.
Oh, so.
What a giveaway.
You didn't drive the forklift in the end, did you, Chris?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I hosed it down and got on with the job.
Okay.
That's a trooper. What a trooper.
Don't do that, everyone out there.
Oh, no, don't. If you're currently on your way to forklifting, don't
zero,
do that.
0-0.
No, 0-0, guys. Funny, though. Yeah. Josh from St. Clair. Joshy.
Morning, how are we?
Well, I'm okay, but these two are seedy as.
Fighting fit. Never been better. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Where did you show up, mate? Where did you have to show up hungover?
My job's a garbage truck driver. We got to wear long pants, sleeves and shirts. And you've even got to get out of the truck and play in the back of it with all the maggots.
Oh, Josh.
It's funny you should say that because on my way to work this morning, I was stuck behind a garbage truck which was chock-a-block full and it reeked so bad.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm in a taxi, which wasn't the cleanest taxi of all time, but I still preferred the air inside the taxi with the windows up rather than the smell of that garbage truck, man. I don't know how you could cope with that.
And you'd have the sweats too, Joshy, in the long sleeve.
Yeah, in the 40-degree heat. Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, mate, thank you.
Okay, what a machine.
Belinda from Winston Hills. Belinda, where did you show up? Have to show up hungover?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Belinda.
I run a Tiny Tots athletics group on a Saturday morning with about 35 3 to 5 year olds on a hot summer morning. It's interesting with all the parents around and all the kids screaming and running around like mad and tackling you. It's a little full on when you're not feeling 100%.
I've had to show up to a few kids sporting events in the mornings when I've had a show or I've had something big on, and it is. It's best to find another parent going through the same thing. I often look around, look for the other mother with the sunglasses on and the giant coffee, and I go and stand next to her. You got to go find a pal.
There's always sunglasses on. You can't do it on a Saturday morning without sunglasses on.
Thanks, Belinda. We go to Richard from Mona Vale. Rich, where did you have to show up hungover?
G'day, how's it going? I was working over in the States milking venomous snakes, mainly cobras.
Yeah.
Milking venomous snakes.
Yeah, mainly cobras. We had a bunch of rattlesnakes, all stuff from around the world. And I had a few too many drinks one night at the hostel. And next morning, I had to turn up to work with about 2 hours sleep. And I could hardly see straight.
Oh, that's not something that you really want to get wrong, I would imagine.
Milking cobras and rattlesnakes. You want to have some accuracy there, don't you, Rich?
Yeah, it was a bit of fun at the time.
Ah, fine. What do you do now for a job?
Yeah.
In construction. I have a little hobby business breeding reptiles.
And did you ever get bitten?
Yeah, I got bitten by a cobra on my first day training with them.
Oh, wow. I wonder if when you get bitten, but you got that much alcohol in your system, it neutralizes the venom.
Yes.
And the snake pulls away. Yeah. What happens? Hang on, but Rich, when you get bitten by a cobra, what happens? Yeah. Don't you die?
No. I was lucky. I mean, it was a minor bite, so straight on the phone to Venom One, took me to hospital for monitoring. Monitored the vitals for the day they sent me home, but it was quite a unique feeling because it was almost like being drunk with the venom in the system.
Oh, God, what a life you've had, Rich.
Right.
Thank you.
Rich, you're interesting. You win. Imagine Dragons are bringing their Evolve World Tour to Australia this May. Special guest, the Temper Trap. Saturday, May 19. Tickets are on sale through tickettech.com.au, but you're going along, Rich. Tell them to show the chicks your scars on your from your cobras. Yeah. Girls dig that type of thing.
Do they?
I don't know. Might as well just talk to that.
Cheers, guys.
What are you going to talk about now?
Well, I think we may have run out of time.
Because Jackie Boy's in the room.
Yeah, we're talking entertainment. So it's our new feature on Fridays. We're going to say, do I need to see this or do I need to hear this? It is something, a movie, a play, something that's concert, something that's come up, and we've been lucky enough to get in a little bit of an advance warning to give people the idea of do they need to get on board, a Netflix show, something like that.
Yeah.
And we've assigned Lucky Jack. He's moved over to Sydney. He was living in a backpacker's hostel for a while. Mm-hmm. He was cooking curries in a microwave. He doesn't have much, but what he has...
Oh, do you know what he told me last night at dinner? That he has to wait till Thursdays to do his washing. Because in the building he lives in, they only get one day they're allowed to use the machine.
What?
He has to pay $3 to wash his clothes.
One day. What happens if you don't have enough clothes to get you through 7 days?
Oh. No, it's all right. Thursday's good because, I don't want to wait forever to, do my washing. So 1 week, one day a week, it's perfect.
Oh, okay.
This is why you don't move into old Sydney town. Hey, Jackie. So what we're going to do today is, do we need to see it? It is the new 50 Shades movie. It's the final in the trilogy. 50. What's it called, Lucky Jack?
It's called 50 Shades Free.
Love it.
Okay.
Now who's a fan?
I've not seen one, never read a book.
I read all the books. Really? Seen
the movies?
It's terrible. But it's amazing.
But good terrible.
Yes. No. Bad, but good, but bad.
This is the final one. This is the final movie to cap off the trilogy. You get to see what happens at the end. If they live happily ever after... or not.
Can I ask, did you go in alone to watch this movie?
I did take a friend,
who I don't know
very well.
No, because I wasn't
quite
sure.
Okay, that is an awkward movie to go see with someone. There's a lot of sexual
really
situations.
Advancing your relationship, taking them to go and see that.
Yeah, we came out closer.
Oh, so do you recommend people go see it?
I actually do. Now, I am not a big fan of the series, but... I do enjoy it, and I like the love story between them, and then obviously the sex is just a bonus.
Yeah.
I love it for the love story.
Yeah.
Go and see the notebook if you want that.
The scenes in this, I went to the movie on Wednesday night. Mm. It came out yesterday, so everyone could go see it. But the scenes, it's not supposed to be a funny movie. supposed to be very serious.
One of those.
But there's moments in it where the whole cinema was just cracking up laughing because they can't help it. It's just so cringe, some of the moments.
They're like, that's like when I saw Burlesque with Cher, and her face didn't move the whole time, but it was amazing slash bad slash amazing.
Have a little listen to this grab.
Yep.
Welcome home, Anastasia.
I thought you were mad at me.
Turn around. We're going to the playroom.
We're going to the playroom.
Oh, does everyone talk like that?
Yeah, I know that. Breathless.
What's in a playroom?
Well, there is, you know, all. It's known for his, you know.
What are you doing a body roll for? What's going on?
Oh, well, he just uses a lot of straps and a lot of whips and a lot of tassels and a lot of.
Yeah, there's like mini tramps and capes and stuff, Grant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's like a gymnasium for sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an internal gymnasium.
Yes, sexnasium.
Whoa.
I can tell you, I don't want to give too many spoilers.
Please don't.
But he does, she does use the code word this time.
The safe word. Pineapple, Christian.
Okay, there's a hilarious scene in this movie where you see Jamie Dornan, who plays Christian Grey.
Singing.
This is one of the scenes where everybody just cracked up because they couldn't believe what was happening. This is just the most weirdest thing.
Maybe I'm a man, maybe you're the only woman who'll ever help me.
Can I use my safe word?
Pineapple!
Make it stop. Pineapple. Okay, Lucky Jack.
Yes.
Okay, Lucky Jack.
I
didn't see that.
It was horrendous, but go see it.
It was horrendous.
Actually, you know what? I'll fling some tickets. I've looked at my sheet. I got some tickets.
Yes.
We got some tickets. If you only go along, see 50 Shades Free, 13, 10, 60, as Lucky Jack said. It's comedy, but there's some sex in it. But
and a mini tramp. It's perfect.
It's mini tramp.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
This is probably almost my favourite. Well, it's in my top 50 things favourites of the week. Let's do it.
It's That's Life or It's Not. That's Life.
It's
That's Life. Oh, no, That's Life.
Gee, we really gave everything then.
Well, it's kind of what things sounded like at about 9:15 last night at the dinner table, just quietly.
I don't know what you're saying. Okay, guys, this is the fun radio game show. You guys can play along at home. Also, That's Life is my favourite magazine, as we all know.
Yes.
The highlight of my life was making it onto page 4 as a reader of That's Life, holding a That's Life magazine. Thank you.
In the page 4, that's a very prominent part of the magazine?
It's where they put all the fans of the magazine.
I see.
You're like, oh, guys, I'm reading the magazine.
The magazine.
I was reading the magazine, The Awful Tower. Look at me. And you know, you hold up where you are.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in this.
That's so funny. I was about to use the same because I had also seen someone reading it at the Eiffel Tower. And it made me think you went all the way to the Eiffel Tower and went, that's boring. I'm going to sit down with a That's Life.
100%. I mean, when you hear the headlines, you'll understand why.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so
that's
you two have to decide whether something's life or on That's Life or That's Not Life.
Okay, right.
I was knocked unconscious on my wedding day by a flying dildo.
I'll go, that's not life.
It's that your first part definitely because it's weddings, but they would never use the term flying dildo, so that is not life.
Okay, fine. You caught me out on the dildo.
Who threw it?
I made it up. I don't know.
In your mind, who threw it?
The priest? Best man.
Your organist?
The best man threw it. In my mind, it got really hectic. The best man had it in his pocket because he objected to the wedding because he's in love with the groom. And so he's gone, oh, here's what we used last night together. And then threw it at his head, knocked him out so he couldn't get married. It was hectic and it was gold studded.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
And then he dragged him out and he took him away and now they can't find either of them and they're living in a glamorous hostage situation.
Your head is an amazing space that continues
really
to surprise and amaze me.
It's dark and lonely. Okay, here we go. I was arrested for calling a police horse gay.
Oh, now hang on.
Arrested, I like. Police, good. Newsworthy.
Yes.
Horse, random. Calling it gay.
That's fine. Horses
can
be gay.
I'm going to say that is life.
I'd say me.
Nah, I made it up.
Oh!
And I would love to see, oh, my God, a camp police horse in little sassy little hoof things with little holster with some carrots in his holster.
But if they do, so if you do sort of yell something at a police horse, the policeman can say, well, you said that to me as well.
Oh, I get it.
That's do you know what I mean? Okay. That's why I thought you got us on a technicality.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's a bit of fun.
Here we go. She murdered her twin and stole her identity.
Oh, that's life.
Yeah, that's totally easy, life. Guys. That's so easy.
Every day of the week, that's life.
Meghan Markle, really a man?
I'm going to say that's life.
That's really?
It's not life.
Nah, I made that one up too, guys. Hey! That's it. I've had enough.
Well played.
It feels like a drinking game.
Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed, live 6:56, 104.1 Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant Ned as Grant finishes the air drums off.
If you ever wondered, is Grant Denner exactly what you think? Yes, he is.
Let's go. Amazingly, awesomely epic, is that what you're saying?
Just a good basic Aussie bloke.
Don't say basic, it's a bad thing.
Your favourite thing was Friends.
Yes.
It's your favourite TV show.
In 2001. And Semi-Charm Kind of Life was my favourite song at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Takes me back to when I was a cadet journo and I just started going to the pub and I'd go up to the DJ and go, hey, man, can you crank that song? I want to take my friends onto the dance floor. And he would, and we'd have the best night ever and we'd bond and
hug. You like Chumbawamba too, don't you?
Yes!
Oh, God. I'm done.
Knocked down and I get up again.
I am out.
What was your drink, Daniel? This is the first time you went to the pub. What was your drink of choice when you're out with your friends going off to Chumbawamba?
It started off being bourbon. Yeah, that didn't last very long, though, just quietly.
What did you move to, Dol?
Vodka and orange?
No, we've been a Maduri shaker, Dol. Illusion shaker.
How good was a UDL?
Oh, God.
It was a UDL.
I cannot.
What colour?
Well, it just comes in a can and it's pre-mixed. It's convenient.
I know that, but what colour? Because UDLs started
orange.
Coming in.
I love
orange, mate. Yeah,
so good.
Man's drink.
It was like having your favourite ice block, but in an adult's Absolutely. Drink. So it's like... It's so good
right now.
And how much were they GD? Do you remember? Because you're a cadet journalist, you wouldn't have had much coin.
I wouldn't have had a lot. No,
this was in Wagga, guys. This is where he's just living his best life, watching Friends, dancing to Chumbawamba, drinking UDLs. Kill me.
Did you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I did. Oh, for a while. No, for a long time I didn't, but I eventually had one. Yeah,
I can't believe you're single. To be honest,
eventually. Yeah. Yeah. And where did you meet her? Where did you meet this epic girlfriend of yours?
At work.
Ah,
was she a fellow journalist or was she something else? What was she doing?
She was with somebody else, so I had to wait for that to finish. I waited a long time.
Oh, GD just sliding in there.
You know what I used to do?
Oh, Joel, you want an EDL?
You know what I used to do? When it was knock-off time, I wouldn't leave the building till I saw, her leave the building.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
Oh, well, if we just arrived at the cars at the same time. Yeah, let's have a chat about stuff.
I happen to have a couple of UDLs in the pocket.
Yeah, hey, what does Joey say? What's Joey's catchphrase again?
How you doing?
News time. Oh, my goodness, it is time for some Showbiz Bombshells, M. Ruciano.
I am a big fan of Quincy Jones's work. He's been a big producer in Motown, especially R&B, for, I'd go as far as to say 40 years.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Yeah, and he worked on Michael Jackson's three biggest albums. And I actually met Quincy in LA last year. I was at a Sam Smith secret gig and... So relatable. And Quincy arrived halfway through and the seas parted. It was like the Queen had turned up and everyone it was just quietly parted and he was able to come through. He's very old.
He's 84, is it? 84?
84, but 84 he looks 1,000.
Oh, he's gone 1,000.
And
okay,
cool. I would suggest that maybe something's not quite kosher with his health because he has done an interview with Vulture magazine in which he has just dropped some low-key bombshells about some of the biggest names in music.
What sort of stuff? Because he'd be sitting on some stories.
Well, he flat out just said Michael Jackson stole music.
Off other artists.
He also he was working with a sound technician who wrote the hook on Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and that guy didn't get any credit. Michael just took it as his own.
Jeez.
Yeah. He said the Beatles were the worst musicians in the world. He said, really? Paul McCartney was the worst bass player I've ever heard, and Ringo, don't even talk about it.
Now, but that's why, well, that's well known, is that the rumour is always that Ringo would leave for the day and then Paul would go in and re-record the drums because he was such a bad drummer. Yeah. That was one of the jokes of the... Yeah. Remember, when was it George Harrison who said once, when someone asked him if Ringo was the best drummer in the world, he said, he's not even the best drummer in our band.
No, he's not. He's not, because Paul McCartney drummed on, recent pop stars album. Foo Fighters album.
What?
Yeah.
Paul McCartney played drums?
Yeah.
Dave Grohl is a drummer for Nirvana, but Paul McCartney played the drums.
And apparently Paul McCartney has a very distinctive time signature when he plays, and you can pick McCartney in any Beatles song because of the way he plays. Know? Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay.
He also said that when Cyndi Lauper was recording, remember We Are The World?
Yep.
They had to do take after take because her bracelets and chains kept stuffing up the recording. She wouldn't take them off.
So this was one of those famous things. This was for the first Live Aid in the 80s where it was like every pop star you've ever seen in your life all singing the one song at the same time. Was it and she's at the front with the bangles going off. It was for Africa,
for
wasn't it?
Famine? Yeah.
Was yeah, it, Famine. Yeah. Yeah, with Bob Geldof.
Yeah. Right. He also said that he dated Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter.
Hang on, he's 84 years old.
How old is she?
And the quote is that the gosh, she's would have been like late teens.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, someone said Ivanka Trump wants to have dinner with me. And I was like, yeah, that's a fun MF. She got great legs. Wrong daddy, though. Oh. So, yeah, that's what he said.
Wrong daddy.
Yeah. And I love this one. I love he also said Richard Pryor slept with Marlon Brando.
Wow. Now, this is a huge
flat
claim.
Out.
So, and now, has this, because I haven't seen this yet, but it hasn't, there's someone
it's
now
confirmed.
Gone. So it's been confirmed.
Yeah. Richard Pryor's wife did come out and say, and I'm going to get the exact quote because it is amazing.
Feels like the 70s. Was this in the 70s? This feels like the type of time when Marlon Brando, the biggest movie star in the world. The equivalent is if we found out that Tom Cruise was sleeping with Kevin Hart. That's the modern day analogy. So
Jennifer Lee Pryor said, it was the 70s. Drugs were good, especially Quaaludes. If you did enough cocaine, you'd F a radiator and send it flowers in the morning.
Wow.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ned at todayfm.com.au.
And we're joined by a very special guest in the studio.
A woman I go way back with because husband's played baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? And she also, you know, she's a sporting legend. Nicole Livingston.
Yay. Also, not really known for my baseball ability.
No.
I did pull a hamstring playing baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's how we're baseball wives, guys.
Hitting the homer, were you?
Running to first base, swimmers running. Doesn't really work. Yeah.
But you're also the newly appointed head of the AFLW. So another round of applause.
Yay.
Thank you.
Well done.
Epic.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So
I started December 4, just a little short run up for the season.
I know. Did they just realise they needed a head
end? They did do a full process.
Oh, of course.
And December 4 worked for me, so pleased to get my head around the organisation before we started.
Yes.
Can I just jump in with some details? So we've got Greater Western Sydney versus Carlton at Drummoyne Oval at 7:05 p.m. Now, you can watch the game live on Foxtel. I would suggest if that you'd like to go along and see the match. These games have been selling out. They've been filling up very, very quickly. So if you do want to go along, then make sure you get there early tonight, 7:05 p.m. at Drummoyne Oval for Greater Western Sydney versus Carlton.
And what I like about it is kind of the atmosphere at these events, because you not only just have what you do inside the stadium, which is amazing, but you've got some outdoor stuff for families as well.
Yeah, it's a real urban, suburban ground feel to it. So they've got a beautiful home out at Blacktown as well that's a great field, but we've decided to come into inner city Sydney. Mm. So,
yes, Drummoyne.
That's a great oval.
It is a beautiful oval. I saw it yesterday, Ed, so it looks just, and they were actually painting all of the signs onto the ground. It looks beautiful, but the oval next door will actually have the big screen, the food trucks, there'll be fireworks at the end of the game, so it's going to be brilliant.
There's
and good footy as well.
Yeah, a great footy. But someone who was a female athlete in the times where perhaps women's sport wasn't at the forefront.
Or recognised.
Anyway, this, I get teary every time I watch the women's AFLW, or when I read about it, or when I watch my girls watching the girls, or I watch little boys watching the girls.
I love that.
You must walk in and go, yes, with an F in front of that.
Look,
yes.
I think it's amazing to see the inspiration, the heroes. Little girls haven't been able to see what the
pathway
is and to see what the elite side of things are. So I walked into the Bulldogs game last week. I parked under the underpass and walked around and, you know, walked in with the peeps. I walked in and saw little boys holding signs to cheer on.
Oh, God, I'm getting teary now.
It's just awesome.
Your post of your daughter looking at the back page of the paper, your joy in seeing her read her heroes on the back page for the first time, women's sport.
Well, she was just represented.
Was mega.
And also, just it was normal for her.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing now to pick up the back page of the paper, which is normally dominated by rugby or AFL. And look at that. There's
just all posters on there.
Yeah, there's an article today. So, Nick, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, look, I think there is a movement there. You know that. And that's been part of our catch cry this year, join the movement. You know, we're daring to create something new. Last year we had the first time ever that the AFLW took place, so there was a lot of history around that. But this year it's about, you know, creating heroes and, you know, we're just going to continue to
Can I make one humble suggestion?
Yes, please, Ed.
Names on the back of jerseys.
I
do not understand why the, you know, this is for the AFL, both men's and women's, but particularly the women's, where we're all getting to know the players.
Yeah.
It's the first. Why wouldn't you have the last names on the back of the jerseys so that we can, you know, that's what gets it into kids' heads.
Good on you, Ed. That's a good point.
Yeah, so you can find your favourites and know who they are.
Ed, for you, I'm going to take it into the Monday morning meeting.
Oh, it's a bullet point. Yeah. We've got a bullet point.
Hear this? Yeah. It's on the table.
Yeah.
It's called the Ed motion.
Well, this is exciting. I'm coming along with you tonight.
Where are you going?
I'm so excited.
What's your role, Em? Are you tossing the coin? What's your role today? Are you
She's
singing
part of
the national
cheer squad.
Anthem?
I'm just going to be really excited to be there. I'm going to be, no doubt, if you see me, please come up and say hi. I'm going to be crying for most of the time. I get teary just thinking about this because I was, you know, an athlete way back when and remembered not feeling represented like this. So I'm probably just going to be crying in the corner.
You're going to fit in really well with the GWS supporters because I saw a couple of the players yesterday and they said when they went down to Melbourne to play against Melbourne Football Club, there was only about 5 GWS supporters
there,
but they
could
clearly hear them. They were so loud.
Amazing. So that's on tonight.
Tonight.
Versus Carlton at Drummond Oval. Get there early. Your person that brought you in, a lovely lady, she said, can you please tell everyone, come early. We're expecting huge crowds.
Right.
Yeah, but don't be afraid of that.
Yeah.
Just come along.
No,
that's part of it.
That's true. And if you can't get there, the game is going to be on Foxtel. The AFLW, it's going from strength to strength. Its head is Nicole Livingston. Lovely to see you, Nicole. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.
Brent, you've got a cautionary tale.
When I was 8 or 9, the Denyer family had a scheme to drag us from rags to riches, right?
It's already. Yeah. I'm so excited.
And it was going to change our lives, like a get-rich-quick scheme that we thought was a sure thing.
So you guys didn't have a lot of money, but your mum did her best.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
But they wanted to.
Yeah, mum and dad were still together at this particular point.
But they wanted to make some quick money.
Yep. So what they got was an ice cream truck.
Shut up.
Yeah, a Mr. Whippy.
Shut up.
Can you imagine being 8 or 9 and your parents go and get like a Mr. Whippy van?
Wait, that was their first port of call to make money.
Yeah.
They didn't think of selling newspapers. I'm buying an ice cream truck.
Yeah, because
okay.
Do you know how much weekend sport goes on around the area? You just drive from oval to oval and you might go down to the beach. You go to a car park somewhere. You cream it.
Were you wrapped at this prospect?
Stoked. I suddenly became the most popular kid in school, like overnight.
Did you get free ice cream?
Totally.
Oh, my God.
But who was going to op? Because someone has to, you know, the classic manoeuvre is someone drives the truck,
correct,
parks.
So dad would be working. So mum decided that she'd be the one to drive
Mrs. Whippy.
Mrs. Whippy.
And then she jump out. Once you stop, you jump out, and then you become the ice cream vendor, don't you?
Well, no, we just pull up, and I was in the back serving the ice creams.
How did you?
What? Well, here's the issue.
Yeah.
We didn't realise. So mum's driving along.
Yeah.
And we
get the
to
music?
Yeah. Oh, the music. Here we go. Green sleeve.
Can I just jump in here because this might demonstrate how little the Denyer family knew about the ice cream. When Denyer mentioned to me he wanted to talk about this the other day, I said, oh, do you want me to get the noise that all of the Mr. Whippy vans make? And he said, yes, please, get me La Cucaracha. So this is what this.
I prefer this.
I thought that's what the song was.
If you came down the street, I think you'd have tacos.
Who wants a burrito?
And then I'll get an ice cream.
Yeah, we weren't quite sure what we were doing.
No.
So much so, it became a financial disaster because here's what happened. My mum, who's smaller than me, right,
that's
and a bit
possible.
Of a scaredy cat,
sorry, what?
We would go through the neighbourhoods and we'd get to an area that might have been a little rougher and she would see all these kids running towards the ice cream van thinking she was going to be carjacked, right? So there's all these slightly rougher kids in this rougher neighbourhood chasing an ice cream van that's pedaled to the metal with mum just going, they're catching up! They're catching up! And there's kids with on these push bikes riding as fast as they can with their hands outstretched, hanging onto some coins, just wanting a nice little bit of ice cream.
Oh, my God. And your mum took off on them.
Maybe a choc. She never stopped.
I can't believe you didn't make any money.
We lost everything. It was a financial disaster.
Look, this is the thing that boomer parents did, though.
It was a half-baked idea.
Yeah, it was. I think get-rich-quick schemes were something. My dad used to rescue televisions from the side of the road and rewire them.
Yeah,
he would do that. That was his, and he,
how'd
you know.
How'd that go?
He still does it now, and he's richer than Jesus. He sees a telly, he sees anything electrical, he'll rewire it and then sell it on.
That's crazy.
That's dodgy.
That does sound kind of dangerous, to be honest.
I tell you, our generation of parents is a boomer thing. There was a lot of get-rich-quick Avon, Pyramid,
ostriches. Like, remember everyone was getting into ostriches?
Oh, you can have the skin, make handbags. Oh, the eggs are delicious.
131060, let's do this. Did your parents have a get-rich-quick scheme running that didn't work? Because there was so many in the 80s rocking around.
On 131060, did your parents have a get-rich-quick scheme? The Denyer family, your mum decided to try a...
ice cream truck. Yeah.
You revealed off-air that not only was she afraid of the children she was supposed to be making money off,
yep,
but your neighbourhood had it all figured out.
Yeah, so everybody in the surrounding streets to our house knew that we had to empty the ice cream machine at the end of the day throw it out. So no one would buy anything off us in our own street. They would just come around with their own bowls at 6 o'clock at night as we're emptying the machine and just go, well, you're only going to throw it out. You might as well fill this up.
So true. Tupperware was big in our street.
Oh, yeah.
Big Tupperware. Yeah.
Tupperware parties.
Tupperware, yeah. It was just something about that era. And then what was the other one? Was it alpacas?
Yeah, that was supposed to be the fabric of the future, wasn't it? Alpacas.
Yeah. My auntie went mad for alpacas. She didn't get rich.
And they are horrible animals. They spit at you and they can kick sideways. I didn't know that. They kick sideways. Yeah, they're violent.
Sam and Cronulla, hello.
Hi, guys. So my mum didn't become rich off this, but... she tried to, when I was a kid, start a herb garden because we had this huge, huge backyard. So she thought, all right, besides the kids playing in there, we're going to, like, grow some herbs and sell them to the community. And we weren't allowed to go near this little herb garden. And
okay.
Like, parent-teacher nights and everything, she was putting in order forms and everything. But no one bought anything, and it was just such a big waste of time.
Sam, I feel like maybe your mum was a drug dealer and you didn't know.
I think we would have made more money if she was.
Yeah. Was it herb garden in inverted commas?
And she's taking it to parent-teacher?
Mum was like, kids, you can't go into this room because there's some really bright lights in there and it needs its own watering system.
I love that. My mum grew herbs we weren't allowed to go near and she sold them to the parents at school. Oh, okay.
Why is our power bill tripled?
Jaden, hey, Jaden.
Yeah, how you going, guys? All right.
Did your parents have a get-rich-quick scheme?
Sort of. My mum actually bought a cafe for about, lasted only 6 months, so she thought it'd make a bit of money on the side and then didn't realise she'd be getting up at 5 a.m. if she wanted to run it, so.
Just forgot that small detail.
Yeah, she thought, it's sort of what cafes do, I guess, and, chucked in the towel pretty early. I popped around for a free lunch and that, you know.
Oh, free lunch for 6 months.
Clean out the fridge.
Hey, Jaden, that's one of the obvious ones too, because people think, so many people I know actually have gone into the cafe business and their logic is always the same. Well, I've been to a lot of cafes.
Yeah.
And I always say to them, you don't say that about physiotherapists. You don't go to the physio. You don't go to a surgeon and then go, I see what it is. That is a classic.
Start my own dentist up or something. Yeah, no one does that either.
Start your own dentist. That's great.
I just feel like getting up early is the first thing you would think of. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Maddie in Parramatta. Hey, Maddie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Maddie.
What was the get-rich-quick scheme your parents were involved in?
It's currently underway. He thinks that he can get the seeds from this tree in my garden, which is like sprouting all these seeds off, plant them and grow them into trees and then sell the trees.
Wow, that sounds pretty labor-intensive.
I'm like, Dad, that's not a get-rich-quick scheme that's going to take a lot longer than you think.
You got to grow the trees.
Oh my gosh, my dad legitimately rang up a radio station and said he could. I forgot about this. He could. When we were going through the drought, it was horrible. And Dad came up with an idea to tow a polar ice cap around the side of the country. And he legitimately rang into a radio station because Dad is an engineer, and he said he could do it, and he'll only charge them the tow fee of the polar ice cap.
Oh my and when God. what was the polar ice cap supposed to do? Bring
they were going
to
melt it down, yeah, and solve the drought
and irrigate.
My dad
farms.
Rang the show I was working on at the time and goes, "I need to be put to air." So my producer's put into air, and he said, "I'm solving the crisis, the drought crisis." Legit lunatic.
Does he have any thoughts on global warming? We should get onto it, to EC.
He doesn't believe it's happening.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ned by downloading the Today FM app.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Bum, 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 bum. Straight off the back, I want to confirm that Alf Stewart is in the building. Ray Maher is here.
He's here.
Oh, he's here. We'll be getting to that very soon. First of all, Sam Smith, obviously he's going on a tour, and a third Sydney show has just been added because the first two sold out so quickly. So he's going to be playing at Kudos Bank Arena Wednesday, 14th of November. Jeez. So that's exciting for all Sam Smith fans. Okay. Moving on, Gogglebox is returning. It's back, and there's a bit of a promo running around, guys. I don't know if you've heard it.
No, I haven't.
For Gogglebox?
Yeah.
No.
Have a listen.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can't talk now. I'm watching Family Feud. I've got to go. Bye. Your Grant's more important than new mum at the minute.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but I'm so sorry. Is that show on Channel 10?
That's amazing.
It's amazing they put that in. I'm so shocked.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe
she
it either.
She loves Family Feud. She's come to the set a couple of times to
really?
Watch the show. Yeah.
Amazing.
She's full on.
Yeah. And Madonna has revealed that she gets fork facials. So she's getting forked
in the face.
On her face.
How does that work?
Her beauty therapist, there's a video up now on Snapchat that she's put up, and Madonna has been accused of altering her face. That's a Snapchat filter. And she said, no, I don't do that. Wow. Don't you? I mean, I love her. I love you, Madonna.
I know.
I feel like we can all go eyes. Yeah. But she uses the beauty therapist is literally running forks up her face. Now, look, I don't suggest that you guys go home and get the cutlery drawer out and have a crack at your own face. Or I think there's special medical forks. And I think maybe other things have been put into her face that the forks may not provide.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I just don't think. Yeah, if you take to your face with a steak fork, you're not going to look like Madge. So that's sauce.
It's not a poke. It's more of a drag.
It's more of a dragging the age into submission. It is terrifying age off of your face. And finally, this is so weird and interesting. Tim Minchin has been cast on the UK version of The Great Celebrity Bake Off. It's really niche. Yep. I would have thought he didn't need to do that. Broadway musicals. He must just be a fan of the Celebrity Bake Off. Yeah. He must just be a fan. Because I literally don't know any of the other people in the cast. I think the word celebrity is being used very loosely.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Oh, yeah, 809, 104.1 Today FM Breakfast. M. Grant Ned hoping to do it 2 days in a row, giving away this $10,000. Should we just relive this time yesterday one more time? This was Natasha winning herself the money.
You have got $10,000!
No way.
Yeah!
I think I went a little off the Richter there.
You've done that. You've been getting a little excited. You did a Reba before that nearly blew the speakers. It was amazing.
I do like giving away cash.
You actually do.
It makes everybody's day better. It makes me feel better. Makes them feel better. Sure. The whole world keeps on ticking.
You can give away your own cash if you wanted to.
No, thank you. I'm not using it. I am not using it.
Hey, Julie.
Hello. How are you going?
How are things in Harrington Park this morning?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. It's pretty mellow. Just heading out to work like most people do.
I'd like to hand you over to Grandmaster Grant, please.
How about that incredible moment yesterday when they won $10,000? So you know it's possible. It's pretty cool, huh?
No, it is. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it? Every day to come across $10,000.
Pretty much. To be up there.
That's it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, you ready to play today? FM's Alpha Bucks. Here we go. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter B for boat.
B.
Okay.
Yep, no problem.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to $10,000. So we know it's possible. Let's go for it. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final.
Yep.
Julie, your letter is B. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a dog breed.
A beagle.
An instrument.
Bass, drum.
A male music group.
Backstreet Boys.
A comedian.
Benny Hill.
A fashion accessory.
Bengal.
A European country.
Brazil.
A form of exercise.
Baseball.
A Taylor Swift song.
Pass.
A chocolate bar.
Pass.
Oh. Jace, our boss, was very nervous.
But that's good. Honestly, it gets the better of you. As soon as you pass and then you get foggy, the next question's foggy, so, you know. But anyway, I'm more than happy. I'm very impressed. I've blurted out a few in a row.
You're critiquing your performance. Well done, Julie. You did amazing. You got $600, and I thought you came out of the blocks really, really strong. Well done.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I can play tomorrow. No, Monday.
Oh, my God. You are the greatest human on the face of the planet. You are amazing. Well, she just self-critiqued. We call this an air check in the business, and you killed it. So good.
You enjoy that $600. Have a lovely day, Julie.
No problem. Thank you so much. And you guys are doing a fabulous job. So thank you for entertaining me in the morning.
Oh, good bless on you, Jules.
Home and Away. It's Monday to Thursday, 7 p.m. on Channel 7. And M, this guy won the Gold Logie in 2010.
Should win every Gold Logie ever.
That's what I'm saying. If he won it every year, no one would have a problem with it because he is...
Not even those who are nominated for a Gold Logie.
Six times and never won.
I wouldn't have an issue with that. I can lose to him. That's fine.
Let's introduce
cool.
him so we can talk to him about it.
Yes. Grant, get out of my intros. So with your jealousy. His name, you will know him as Alf Stewart on Home and Away. His real name, Raymar. Hello,
hey.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. Stay calm.
I had to curtsy when I saw Ray. I was like, what's the protocol? Ray, you are sitting next to... I thought, do I look you in the eyes? Our very own Grant Dennon next to you has been nominated for a Gold Logie six times.
And should have won five.
And has never won a single one. So have you got any tips to help him win?
Have a yarn to John Wood. He was nominated 10 times.
Yeah, that's good. I've got a long way to go.
Thanks for coming in, Ray. See you later.
Does the Gold Logie sit? Where is it? Like, is it a doorstop? Where do you put it? In the toilet?
No, it's not in either of those places. It's sort of up in the back of a bookcase, sort of. I mean, you can see it, sort of, but you've got to get the binoculars out. Yeah.
I see. If I ever won one, I would make everyone refer to me as Gold Logie award winning M. Rossiano.
Oh.
You could do that, Ray, if you wanted to.
Like you're an OAM.
Yeah.
I see.
Look, it's there, but and initially when you win it, everybody wants to feel it and touch it and have a photograph taken with it
now.
And all that. But yeah, now it's, it still looks gold. It hasn't rusted or anything like that.
Hey, Ray.
Is Alf going to die?
You have scared the hell out of the entire country.
Flat out, tell me.
Really?
Ray. Yes.
Not me, Grant, the writers, as you know.
Well,
I wouldn't do anything like that to the entire country.
No, you wouldn't. We love you. However, watching the promos this week, I've never seen a promo that seems to be more convincing that you are going to die. And watching the flashbacks of the 30 years, man, the hair stands up on the back of your neck, you start crying. I thought, he's going to go.
They don't make a montage of the last 30 years if Alf's living. I'll tell you right now, you do not get a montage if you're alive. Now, you've been pulled out of the hole and taken to hospital.
Yeah.
Tell me right now.
The montage, for a start, was longer than most feature films. So that was marginally embarrassing. But, it wasn't easy down there. You know, people would say, how did it go? And you're down the bottom of a sinkhole with a lump of concrete on your chest and no visible means of help inside. It was pretty terrifying, I'll tell you. But then along came Orpheus. With a big rope, and they got us out, and then Rue was there, and all of that. When I first came to, I thought I was there on my own.
Yes.
And then the good old Rue, the ever faithful G. Parker.
G. Parker.
Yeah, you can trust her in a crisis.
And you're actually.
She's a trained nurse in another life, of course. Yeah.
What was that show called? All Saints.
All Saints.
All Saints. Mm. Yeah. And then your actoring was amazing, right?
Oh, really?
Because you're like, just as you thought you were going to go, your mother.
Should we want to hear it? Should we hear it again?
Can we hear it again?
Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
Look, it's Dad. He's not good. I think he's having a heart attack.
Before I go, you need to know the truth. Your mum, she's alive.
Now, hang on a sec, Ray.
It was almost a radio performance, wasn't it?
How long? This is everyone, for those who don't remember, now this was Martha, Rue's mother, who was supposedly had drowned when Rue was young. Now, why would someone like Alf Stewart, who is known for his honesty and being straight up and down the line, why would he have kept a secret like that for so long?
That's a very, very fair and reasonable question. and to be honest, we all thought Martha was a bit of a dud swimmer, but it turns out now she could have represented in the Olympics. And in the last Olympics, we needed her.
We did. Hey? Her and Harold Holt have been relaxing on an island somewhere. Hey, Ray, I got to ask. So I've had mates who have ended up on Home and Away, who have been actors on Home and Away, and they have all said the same thing, that you are the most generous, welcoming person to young actors that have come on. And now Home and Away has become a bit of a factory for people that have gone on to do big things in Hollywood. You know, there's so many, the Hemsworth, Isla Fisher, the list sort of goes on and on. Can you see, when you meet a young actor or someone comes on the show, is there something about the ones that sort of go on to bigger and better things?
Probably a little bit, but firstly, I'd like you, if you wouldn't mind, to apologise to those actors that you knew that came on that I belted up and told to say nice things about me when they left. In answer to your question, with Chris Hemsworth, for instance, you'd have to be deaf, dumb and blind not to see that that was a pretty tidy package.
He is a pretty tidy package, Raymar, let me tell you.
And then, you know, on top of that, he could do it. He could act. And not only that, I mean, he got to practice that 5 days a week for 3 or 4 years.
He was
taking acting classes as well. So he was trying to improve himself. He was trying to improve on what was a pretty good
I love you.
You're the longest running character on Australian television. Did you know that when this little TV show started out 30 years ago that it would be so special and have such a place in so many Australians' hearts?
The more cynical of actors in that pilot thought it'd never get up. We thought, oh, well, it's 2 weeks' work, the pilot will crash and burn and we can get on with our lives.
Oh, my God.
And then when they said it's going to series, we thought, you beauty, 3 months' work in this one.
And 30 years later, Raymar, of course, we're finding out what happens. You're in the hospital. We're going to find all that out.
They can't do it.
I will not recover. This is like when Molly died on bloody country practice.
Yeah, mate.
You know, never recovered. You know, there's TV deaths that
look, I love you. I love you. You seem like a really nice person. I know we've only just met, but it's not about you recovering. It's about whether or not I bloody recover.
Right. As you get to know me, you'll realise everything's about me.
Here's to another 30 years. Let's hope we're talking to you again. Raymar, Home and Away, Monday to Thursday, 7 p.m. on Channel 7. Guys, we are so excited about this because the Black Thunders, the Today FM Black Thunders, are back.
This is
This is one of Australia's greatest radio traditions.
I remember as a kid, you'd look for the Thunders to turn up, ice cold cancer coat, CD pack, movie passes, the whole bit, and we've brought them back and our names are on them.
Yes, they are. And I can tell you, There's three cars. There's the M. Rusciano, there's the Grant Denyer, and the Ed Cavalier. And can I say, as a former Black Thunder pilot, that is how I started in radio.
Yes,
that's the equivalent of a sports person getting a stadium named after them.
What did you used to hand out? Take me back to Ed Cavalier driving a Black Thunder. What were you rolling out? What were you giving out?
Can I do a cross?
Yeah, my God, yes. Okay, and now we're crossing out to Ed on the streets of the Thunders, Ed.
Hey, g'day, guys. Yeah, the Black Thunders are on the streets today, and we got the free stuff. So you want to come and see us? We're hanging out in the car park of Westfield Bondi Junction.
This was back when it was crap.
And we've got everything you need. We've got the Icy Cold Cancer Coke. We got yourself an Aqua CD pack, and we've got a double pass to Australia's Wonderland. So get down here in the next 15 minutes. Black Thunders on the streets for brashes.
Yeah!
That just gave
me life. Oh. Well, because we're bringing them back, we thought maybe we could give Sydney a lift. So next week, and the call now on 131060, next week we want to give people a ride. Yep. And you can either M. Russiano will give you a ride, Grand Daniel will give you a ride, Ed Cavalier will give you a ride. Should be pointed out, my license plate is today FM01, just so everyone knows that.
Who's the middle of the poster?
I am. You're the shortest. Where else are they going to put you? Or it looks like Mum and Dad's taking you out for shopping. So if you would like a ride next week, maybe your car's on the blink, maybe Nana needs to go to the, you know, the orthodontist, I don't know. Any reason.
This is a good idea.
We're going to send, and the cars will be themed, guys. So there's going to, my car's going to have glitter cannons and manicurist and topless waiters.
Topless waiters.
Oh, yeah. The whole nine yards, guys. The Emraciano is going to be a party on wheels.
Is yours like a stretch limo?
Ah, yes, it is.
All right.
Basically, think a hen's night inside a car.
any reason that you need a ride next week, you can start calling us now, 131060, because the Black Thunders are back. We have absolutely tricked them out. You can actually go and have a look. The Black Thunder video on our Facebook page, the Today FM Facebook, Breakfast Facebook page. You can see them there. They're back. They're going to be hitting the streets all year, giving out the free stuff.
And in the boot, Ed, Ice cold cans.
Mate. I thought they were stacked a little bit too close to the back of the car. So when you open it, they might. Personally, I would have pushed them closer to the seats, but that's a detail you don't need to worry about.
He knows what he's doing.
And later today, there'll be a registration page up on todayfm.com.au. But now, you can call on 131060. And if you don't get through now, just check after lunch and you'll be able to register. And next week, the three of us will be giving you rides really wherever you want to go.
The most exciting day of sport ever. We're not talking about UM going to Des Moines Oval to see the GWS AFL women's team tonight. We're talking about the start of the Winter Olympics in that popular South Korean town, which is called, Grant Denyer?
Pyeongchang.
Wow! Whoa. How did you know that?
No, he's wrong. He's wrong.
Try again. Pyeongchang. Wow. No, I don't know if this is racist or not.
We're almost in a full frontal sketch from the 90s.
Pyeongchang.
Well done. Pyeongchang. Oh. Well done. Well done.
Should have been in the studio on time, mate. Could have read your notes.
My notes have been flung across the room.
Yeah, because you're a nerd. No one writes things down on radio.
Kids,
we make it up
fighting.
On the spot.
So stop fighting me, because I need you to be as excited as our Prime Minister, because no one gets more fired up for sporting stuff like the Sydney Harbour kayaking everyman that is Malcolm Turnbull. This is his message to the athletes before they go over to South Korea.
Representing your country is an incredible honour, and you should all be proud as we are proud of you. As a nation, we punch above our weight on the sporting field. We've done that for many years at the Summer Games, and now we do it too at the Winter Olympics.
At the Winter Olympics. You know what I love? I was watching the front bar last night with Mick Molloy, Sam Pang and...
Andy Ma.
Yeah. And Sam Pang was asked what his favourite event was.
I can't wait. I love it. What's your favourite event? What's yours?
The luge for me. Luge for me.
I'm a big fan of the closing ceremony.
Even the people paid to love the Winter Olympics.
Hang on. No, you saw a promo that's going to get us all involved. And you saw something when you told me, I was like, well, actually, she might have a point.
Bruce McAvaney, legit, on the channel, the big Channel 7 promo, said, it's the first Olympics in our time zone.
Yeah, time zone.
That was the big selling point.
It's two hours behind Sydney and Melbourne, isn't it? So for the first time in a long time, we're going to see all the biggest events in the golden hours of television.
Your favourite Winter Olympian. Like, who are you really looking forward to?
Well, I've got
Grant?
A question. Do you think that Dave Reisman has a chance to take home anything in the slalom for Australia?
No, God. No. Yeah.
What
maybe.
Do you think?
No.
Yeah. Well, no, because he won't. Because
he's not in that event.
Because I made him up. He's a guy with a stool.
Ed, stop it. Do we have a bobsled team? Yet?
Isn't Yana Pittman there?
Yeah. Do we have a bobsled team?
Did she make it? Did Yana Pittman, the former sprinter, because she was trying to be a bobsledder, did our women's bobsled team make it? Is there any way of knowing?
I'm going to say yes, and no one's going to research that.
They were struggling for cash, weren't they? They were trying to raise a budget to get over there.
Can you believe there's no money in the Winter Olympics?
No. I'm as shocked. I mean, I thought they looked great pushing the shopping trolleys down the course, but I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Do you know, like, we need to get behind our Aussies, legit. I mean, I know we're all making fun.
Name one.
Lydia Lucilla, aerial skiing.
Tora Bright didn't make it.
Scotty James, snowboard, half pipe.
She's reading.
No, how dare you?
She's reading.
And God, I can't wait for Britt Cox. Go, Britt!
Yep, mogul skiing.
She's in the mogul skiing, yes. And Olympic silver medalist David Morris, whose brother didn't get selected. Okay. Just checking, guys.
Didn't get selected.
Yeah,
it's in our time zone.
It's in our time zone, everyone.
It's in our time zone. Let's not forget that. Guys, we're running a poll, the best live television person of the year. And this is for those that go on live TV and just drop something. They just drop something magical and they don't care that they're on live TV. And today's nomination is coming from the Channel 9 Today Show. They're doing Free Fuel Friday in Sydney today. And they sent out the gap-toothed bloke who does the sport, whose name I choose not to remember.
Keep going.
Yeah, I thought that was the best thing for me to do. And so he,
you know what I think.
I know what you think, mate. I know what you think, mate.
Not going to say it on air.
He's standing inside the interior part of a service station, and he's going to give some free fuel and some prizes to a bloke, a real Aussie bloke. He's got the blue singlet on. He's tanned. He's got pretty good muscles. So this is on Channel 9 this morning. Take it away.
Look at these guns. How old are you?
Oh, 62, mate.
62? You don't look a day over 50.
Oh, thanks, mate. You look pretty good yourself.
Yeah, well, amazing what those star jumps
actually,
will do.
I've got to thank Channel 10 for...
Channel 9,
for the... shit.
No, don't worry about that. All right, we'll move on.
Amazing.
It's got into Channel 10 and then the S word. Just follow it up. Well played to him. But my question to you, Grant and M,
yep.
Is he in the number one position? Has he managed to knock off his perch? This young man interviewed the day after Australia Day.
How was your Australian A-long weekend?
Very good.
What did you get up to?
Punched a few cones.
Okay, we'll just leave you there, all right?
Nothing will ever beat that, sorry.
He's going to be hard to beat.
He's number one.
So good.
Favourite clip. It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.
Today.